All right, welcome to a Thursday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints, your daily Saint Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, today's topic is not going to be necessarily on the field thing. I want to talk about Sean Payton got it done amazingly, which I never thought he would. He got the rule change. So starting this year, teams are going to be able to challenge offensive and defensive pass interference, whether referees threw the flag or not. They didn't get all what they wanted. What they wanted originally was, like, a sky judge
to be able to, like,
see anything
buzz in
that they saw anything that was horrific. But the NFL didn't go for that. And I can see NFL kind of not wanting that this year, because I think that's a process where you got to, like, vet it and, like, hire people and do a bunch of things that make it difficult, which I think they'll get to it eventually. I think that this was a great thing by Sean Payton. I was really surprised he got it through.
Yeah, I think there's a perception that the NFL is slow to change and archaic, and just in general has ownership that is just resistant to change. But I think this is a huge one. And look, I know that there's a lot of anti-NFL movement and a lot of Saints fans especially hate the commissioner and, are becoming more displeased with the league as a whole. But I consider myself a huge NFL fan. And, obviously Saints first, but I love the product. I love the league. I love the talent. It's my favorite sports league, and I love to watch it. Obviously, I'm obsessed with it because I do a podcast once a day about it. But I think, I'm in business, and I, separate from this, I run a company and or help run a company. And I just think when you're in business, like, it's important to be constantly reinventing yourself. And my company happens to be in the entertainment industry also, and I think you have to constantly be attuned to the customer's needs and be willing to reinvent yourself, be constantly thinking of ways to improve. And I think the league really improved themselves today or yesterday with that decision. And I think from a consumer, as a consumer, I'm excited that I feel like the league got better and more enjoyable as fans. Like, I just feel like these calls are so impactful on a game. I mean, these penalties, it's worse than roughing the passer, because some of these penalties are 30, 40-yard decisions that you're making that are completely game-changing, and there is nothing worse. I mean, we experienced this firsthand as Saints fans. There is nothing worse than when a game is hanging in the balance and you feel like the play on the field didn't even dictate the outcome of the game, because it was decided by a horrific penalty that wasn't called. And so, I'm sure now that this is implemented, the Saints are going to benefit from a great call that gets – well, horrific call that gets reversed, and we're going to get screwed by this rule change. I have no doubt that that's how it's going to play out. But, at least I think the whole point here is replay exists to get calls right. And I feel like when you weren't allowed to challenge this or have this reviewed, the league was being very selective with what they wanted to get right in terms of calls. And it wasn't everything. And I think this just goes a step further in the direction of, let's not have games end with horrific officiating. Let's allow for a system to be in place to make sure we get calls right when they are horrifically blown. And to me, as a fan that's enjoying the product and wants to see the best product possible when I enjoy my entertainment, I'm excited that something like this can't happen again.
Yeah, and I'm going to go counterintuitive. One, the people that were complaining, we'll get to their stupid complaints in a minute, but some people were like, hey, this is going to make the game slower and there are going to be challenges all over the place and it's a judgment call. But first thing, the coaches don't have any more challenges. Like, you still have your two. And then in the last 2 minutes, they can look at them. The upstairs will look at them, right? So it's not going to speed up the game. It's not going to slow down the game any. And I would argue that it's actually going to speed up the game, because now the smart coaches are going to be like, I have got to have a challenge in my pocket for the fourth quarter because, like you just said, this penalty swings games so much. And if I think this game is going to be close, even though it might kill me not to challenge a touchdown or a fumble or whatever early in the game, you're like, I got to have that. I got to have my challenge. Because what if a horrific pass interference call, what if the Tommy Lee call had happened at 2 minutes and 45 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Then you got, like, then the whole thing was, well, yeah, it was a horrific call, but hey, Sean Payton, you burned your challenges. Tough shit. So I think a lot of coaches are going to hold the challenge now because, like you say, the pass interference call is the biggest swing penalty, in my mind, in the NFL. So I think it might actually speed up getting the tag.
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's an interesting layer of strategy that it introduces, like you just said. And so when you consider – you know, do I throw the flag or not based on do I need to hold this for the possibility of something downstream? And then, you know, in addition to that, yeah, then there becomes a, well, you got killed by – if you're out of challenges, then it becomes like, well, yes, you got killed by this horrific call, but now the head coach maybe shares some of the blame in that horrific call. It's like, well, you burned all your challenges. You could have had a chance. You know, if you hadn't made mistakes earlier in the game, you would have had a chance to maybe overturn this call.
Yep.
So
coaches that love to challenge spots are going to get burned.
Yeah. But, you know, I will say I actually think, so, you know, the naysayers that you know, have those complaints that it's going to slow down the game, I fully admit that this needs to be sussed out. There's a layer of complexity here that needs to get figured out. And, yeah, you have to implement this the right way. There is a wrong way to do this. And I look at college basketball and, like, their review system, and I think it's terrible. I think it's awful how so many of these NCAA tournament games have refs huddling at the sideline and they're taking 8 minutes.
Well,
and, like,
replay doesn't solve bad officiating, and college basketball is the worst fucking officiated sport on earth.
Well, I think their review system for replays is poor, you know, and their efficiency with which they execute it is poor, and it creates a huge lull in the game, and I think it takes away from the emotion of the moment, and so I think that is an example of a system that is poorly executed, and so I give credence to that complaint in some ways. I think it has to be properly sussed out. But at the end of the day, like, I don't think that's a reason. Like, just because it's difficult doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. And so, yes, it needs to get figured out. They need to come up with the best way to implement this, to execute it so it's efficient, happens quickly, and feels like the flow of the game isn't interrupted too much. I mean, those are all important things, and I totally agree. But at the end of the day, I that's not a reason not to do it. And I just think they need to figure it out and they need to do it right. But the alternative is we continue to be exposed. If you're saying, like, those are reasons not to do it, then we're going to continue to be exposed to the end of games ending like Saints and the Rams. And to me, that's unacceptable.
And it just gives it – to me, it's a benefit to the NFL, like you say, because now it puts a little bit of the blame on the coach to go around. So you don't have this, you fucked it up, you cost us a Super Bowl. It could be, yeah, they fucked it up, but it's a little bit our fault because our coach didn't do, you know, we burned a challenge on a stupid fourth and one spot from the other team's 25-yard line early in the second quarter. He should have, you know, and he lost it and all that. But I just think this rule, right, I don't think there's going to be a lot of overturns. I think because, you know, fumbled and those sort of things, they aren't necessarily a judgment call in the review booth a lot of times. A lot of times it'd be like, oh, yeah, he fumbled and they couldn't see his knee. They thought his knee was down, but clearly you see this angle. It's not. They're going to turn that over. I think with the pass interference, man, unless that shit is monstrously egregious, the refs are not going to overturn them. Like, it's
got to be the call in the field. I mean, if it's a little ticky-tacky and – I think that's where it could be dangerous is, you know, it's like, well, yeah, there is contact down the field technically by the letter of the law that is pass interference. But I think more times than not, unless they're going to go with the call on the field unless it's just so blatant. Like, you know, the Tommy Lee Lewis thing, so blatant, you have to overturn it.
Yeah. But so I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. And the other thing I want to talk about before we get out of here is we're over already, but whatever. The supposedly neutral NFL reporters and observers and film eaters or whatever on Twitter being mad, like, I don't understand their anger for being mad at the NFL change. Well, and they were mad that, like, the Saints got the rule changed, and they were like, does this make it better? It's like, no, dude, it doesn't make it better. But I don't understand why these people are – it's almost like this rule is a tacit acknowledgement from the NFL that, like, yes, we fucked up and the wrong team won, and we can't fix that. But going forward, we're going to fix it. So I think that acknowledgement that the referees – fucked up egregiously and the wrong team was in the Super Bowl, that makes that's been admitted, basically. That makes a lot of NFL people mad. And I get why Atlanta people would troll us and be mad, because we hate each other and that's what we do. We need to troll each other to live. But, like, people that don't give a shit about the Saints, supposedly, like, their anger at this is weird.
Well, I would just present the following information. The teams decided to do this 32-0. The competition committee was unanimous with 8 people, and the owners were 31-1. So you can say – I don't know who the owner was that voted against.
Mike Brown.
Oh, it was?
Because he votes against basically everything.
Everything, yeah. Well, so at the end of the day, I would say, like, does it feel better? No. Like, nothing will ever make that feel better. Like, nothing will ever – I will probably think about that no call 30 years from now and still get pissed off about it. So, no, it doesn't make it better. But I would offer to Falcons fans who are complaining about it, your owner, Arthur Blank, was in favor of this. And the Rams owner who benefited from that call and the Rams coach who benefited from that call were in favor of this rule change. And so while, yes, they benefited from that, I think they recognize that they don't want to ever be in a position where they're on the losing end of something like that, because it just simply makes the game less fun. And from both a consumer and a player's perspective, it makes the game feel illegitimate. And I don't think you ever want to get in a place where you feel that way.
Yeah, you don't want the Super Bowl. Was kind of completely overshadowed by the call in the NFC Championship or non-call. It basically overshadowed the Super Bowl nationally until, like, the Thursday of Super Bowl week. Then people kind of got past it. We're like, okay, we got to focus on the game.
I think the NFL's fortunate that the Patriots won that game, because if the Rams had won, it would have introduced another layer of, is this a legitimate Super Bowl win?
Yeah. I mean, so I just think it worked out. And it's going to be good. And I'm going to applaud Sean Payton. Like, a lot of coaches would have been like, that's life. A break. Should have done more. Just blah, blah, blah. Move it along. But he's like, no, man. We got to fix this. We got to get it
well,
right.
Well, I also think he played it right, because I think if he had been too over the top and too whiny and, like, constantly complaining about it, I think it would have started to fall on deaf ears. So I think he played it in a way that people listened.
Yeah, and the coaches know, man. The coaches, of course, want more opportunity to get calls right, because, man, it impacts coaches' jobs. And when you say it impacts the head coach's job, it ain't just the head coach, man. If a head coach makes the playoffs or doesn't make the playoffs because of a horrible PI call, that affects, like, his whole staff. It affects jobs. It affects families. And coaches want the ability to get it right, because it, you know, not to sound all pie in the sky, but it really does, like, save jobs. And coaches care about that stuff, and they care about their staffs and support people that all get cleaned out when they get fired. So, yeah. You know, and that was the thing for replay a long time ago that got it put back, is that the Seahawks were playing a game against the Jets, and Vinny Testaverde was down, and they called it a touchdown, and it fucked the Seattle. And I think they went either 8-8 or 9-7. Dennis Erickson misses the playoffs, and he gets nuked, you know, his whole staff. And if they get that call right, he makes the playoffs. Maybe he gets another year for sure. Maybe it changes the whole course of trajectory of him. So it matters, man. And
I was just really pleased, and I think it's going to be great, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out, because it's only a 1 year rule, but I think once you put in a rule to help get things right, I don't think it's ever going away. You know, like, they'll tweak it and they'll change it and they'll do things, but it'll never go away, because once you put in something that can help you get more stuff right, you can't take it back. Like with the onside kick rule, they could decide, we want to change it. We want to make it to where they can have more onside kicks and do that. But like, once you make a rule to help improve the outcome of games through review, it ain't going away. They'll just tweak it till they get it how they want it. But it isn't going to. This is never going away. I don't even care if it's a 1 year rule.
And I'm glad. Again, you applaud it. Listen, bottom line, and this applies to life. This applies to everything, in my opinion. When something unacceptable happens, the fact that it's hard is not an excuse not to do it. You roll up your sleeves and you figure it out, because that's what's going to make the world, the league, the whatever, a better, you know, we're all going to be better off for it, kind of deal. So I think that's an important life lesson. I feel like the NFL in general tends to do a poor job with this stuff. So I'm so pleased to see that happen, pleasantly surprised. And, I think the game will be better next year.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This one, we decided to make it free because I think everybody will love our discussion on this and be proud of Sean Payton and what the Saints do. So we made this one free. That's another free one you got this week, but that ain't going to be the trend. So you need to pay your $7 a month and get the extra full access to all the content we do. Plus, if you're on Podbean, switch over by May 1st and become sign up at Patreon for $3.28 a month. You get a free beer koozie, because on May 1st, everyone on Patreon that is a $3.28 patron or higher, you get a free beer koozie. So do it now. And don't worry about getting billed twice, because Patreon only bills on the 1st. If you switch over, we promise you won't get billed twice. Do it now. It's awesome. You get a free beer koozie and eventually a magnet. What more can you ask for? It's practically giving away.
Yeah, I agree. You got to do it.
See everybody Monday.